A beautiful holiday season with everyone around you, everywhere you go, so happy. Or does it just seem that way when you're feeling lonely and without someone who was special in your life? After my father passed away, the holidays had a void for me. Somehow there always seemed to be an empty chair that was once filled with my dad. And then, just recently, my precious mother passed away 2 days after New Year's Day. Now was a total loss of that unique, special love of parents to their children. So many of the viewers and friends I've had the wonderful opportunity of making over the years wrote me with gratefully received kind letters and cards of consolation. And then there were the poems that touched me and, I will admit, helped me get through a difficult time. I'd like to share with you one such poem that I hope will fill you too with a sense of comfort from your loved one and help change your lonely moments to a soothing sense of a special love just for you. Your letter from heaven. To my dearest family, some things I'd like to say, but first of all, to let you know that I arrived okay. I'm writing this from heaven. Here I dwell with God above. Here there are no more tears of sadness. Here is just eternal love. Please do not be unhappy just because I'm out of sight. Remember, I am with you every morning, noon, and night. That day I had to leave you when my life on earth was through, God picked me up and hugged me and he said, "I welcome you. It's good to have you back again. You were missed while you were gone. As for your dearest family, they'll be here later on. For now, there's so much that we have to do, my loved one, to help our mortal man." God gave me a list of things that he wished for me to do, and foremost on that list was to watch and care for you. And when you lie in bed at night and the day's chores are put to flight, God and I are close to you in the middle of the night. When you think of my life on earth and all those loving years, because you're only human, they are bound to bring you tears, but do not be afraid to cry. It does relieve the pain. Remember, there would be no flowers unless there were some rain. I wish that I could tell you all that God has planned, but if I were to tell you, you wouldn't understand. But one thing is for certain, though my life on earth is o'er, I'm closer to you now than I ever was before. There are many roads ahead of you and many hills to climb, but together we can do it by taking one day at a time. It was always my philosophy, and I'd like it for you too, that as you give unto the world will give to you. If you can help somebody who's in sorrow and pain, then you can say to God at night, "My day was not in vain. And now I am contented that my life was worthwhile, knowing as I passed along the way, I made somebody smile." So if you meet somebody who is sad and feeling low, just lend a hand to pick him up as on your way you go. When you're walking down the street and you've got me on your mind, I'm walking in your footsteps, only half a step behind. And when it's time for you to go from that body to be free, remember, you're not going. You're coming here to me.